Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. I'm reminded, of course, that we should be playing. Well, I've been thinking about this a lot. Although, as much as I love the title Hit or Shit, we probably can't get away with doing it on a regular basis. So. Billy Hayes came up with a suggestion. Yes or S?
Right.
We can't. We
you
cannot...
know, I came up with that last night. I said S word, the S word.
No.
Yeah.
We can't.
You say yes word or the S word. But anyway.
Well, that's different then.
You,
yes
you'll
word.
Hear it. You'll hear it when he says it because it's something to do with having testicles makes your voice louder.
I don't know if Billy's got testicles. I've not. I wouldn't even assume. Maybe he's had them removed. Maybe he's had ball cancer twice. Oh, suddenly you're not so clever. Now you're mocking a man who's had ball cancer twice and had both his testicles removed. Outrageous.
Billy, can you let us know your ball situation, please?
And we'd have to have a photograph.
No.
Oh, God, yes, we would.
I'll just believe you.
Could be a castrato.
I've heard him sing.
He's, yeah, well. Because as much as I love the you know, we can't. You know, we can't have a feature where for 5 minutes...
People scream down the phone.
Shit. Can't. So, all right, the yes word or the S word, okay? Mm. We're going to play that a bit later on. A guy called Patrick has sent me a song. Patrick is one of Rainbow George's friends. Met Patrick had a really when we went to Rainbow George's party.
Yeah, we heard him perform.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. I had a really nice chat with him. He's an American guy. He's got a British band. And we'll play that... I tell you what, we'll do that after 12:30. And you can phone in straight to air. And you say the S word or the S word, right? It's such a great feature. I mean, that name, I don't know. We can't say it. We can't do it, can we? We can't. God, if I'm saying we can't, imagine how bad it must actually be.
Just trying to think if there's a clever reach around.
No, I tell you what we do. Tonight we do the S word or the S word. Tomorrow...
Tune or poo.
Tomorrow you ask our boss.
I'm not asking him. I never see him.
You're the producer. You're the flipping producer.
No, you know and I know what...
Do a little bit of production.
No, you're right.
No, I don't know if I am right.
Yeah,
I would
right.
like you...
You're right. No, I don't approve of swearing.
Oh, you're such an...
And you put a post-it you're... note on there that says don't swear. So
you're
you
an arsehole. Good evening, Simon.
Hiya, Ian. Hiya, Kath.
Sorry, you've joined us during a spat. It's a little bit tense here at...
I heard it. Let's hope I can lighten the mood a little bit.
Let's hope so, mate. I really do hope so. There's a lot of pressure on you, buddy. Let's hope you can do this.
First of all, the Moe sweepstake.
The what?
The Moe sweepstake.
Oh, yeah, the Moe sweepstake. Hang on.
We have a winner.
Go on.
Sit, stand, walk on YouTube. Tis or taint.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm not having that. Lane says smash or gash. No. Yes, the Moe sweepstake. When do you think Moe will call in again?
10:01 tomorrow night.
Okay.
But then I think you'll probably keep him on hold until 10:56.
Okay.
So when you've got the news, is a good excuse to finish the call at 11.
News as a buffer. Mo was on Twitter early on insisting I read out his tweet on air. Doesn't get it. I've had to time him out on YouTube for being abusive. Doesn't get it. Anyway.
Ian, you're up for a challenge.
Yeah, of course, man. Go on.
There's a new challenge that has come to me today.
Yeah.
I know you're not a football fan,
no.
But we have no official World Cup song this summer.
Oh, well.
This is a money making opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to write one?
Yeah,
what,
I think. So
what country is it in?
England. It's in Portugal. No, it's not. It's in Russia. What I'm talking about. It's in Russia.
This guy's an idiot. He's not going to get any money from this. And who's all right? Okay. Okay.
England's World Cup song. Like, right. We've had the Lightning Seeds. We have, you know.
Yeah, I've got it. I've written it already. It goes like this. It's 2018.
We're going to Russia. We're going to Russia. It's 2018. The football players are going to Russia. Look, there's Gazza and Gary Lineker and Rio Ferdinand too. Kicking a ball, heading a ball, scoring a goal or two. Look out, Russia, we're coming to Russia, it's 2018. Look out, Russia, we're coming to Russia, you know where we've been.
Oh.
Emily Hughes and Bill Beaumont from A Question of Sport. Kicking a football, heading a football. Don't suck. If I stop, I can't do it again.
He's a rugby player.
Save it for the end. Say if I stop, I can't do it. Okay.
Brilliant.
Here we go. Emily Hughes and Billy Beaumont from A Question of Sport. Kicking a ball, heading a ball, doing what they thought was right for England.
Oh,
England. England. England, all together now. England, 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 winning the World Cup. 2018, we're going to Russia, going to play football. It's 2018, we're going to Russia, we're going to play football. Italy, we'll beat you. France, we'll beat you. Germany, we'll draw with you. Brazil, we might lose to you. Finland, we'll beat you. Russia, we'll beat you. America, we'll beat you. Cameroon, we beat you. Every all the other countries, we're going to beat you. We're going to win the World Cup. The FA Cup, the Premier League ain't nothing like the World Cup. 2018, we're going to Russia.
If you want to ring in and tell us whether this is a hit or you know what.
2018, we're going to Russia. We're going to win the World Cup. Wayne Rooney's there. Ray Parler is there. Dennis Wise is there. Gary Lineker's there. All the football stars are there. Kicking the ball. Aiming for the goal. Look out, France is getting close to our goal. But David Seaman is there. He saves the goal. In fact, he's so good. He kicked the ball down the other side. Bounced it off Lineker's lanky legs. He's got a goal. 2018.
Oh, God.
2018.
0344-499-1000.
2018.
Make this stop.
28 England.
Brilliant.
That is actually brilliant.
We just need some backing track now.
Did anyone press record and play?
It's a hit.
Catherine sent me a message during that saying it sounds like Nigel.
Ian, did you favour the name check tonight on the Eurovision Song Contest?
Did I do what? Who with the what went now?
You've had a name check.
Did Scott Mills actually mention me on the Eurovision Song Contest?
The Montenegro singer is a younger you.
I've seen him. But did Scott Mills actually say?
Scott Mills said that somebody, he read a tweet.
Still in my name
somebody
now.
Somebody tweeted in.
I need the audio of this, guys. For my life to be complete, I need the audio of Scott Mills name-checking me on the Eurovision Song Contest semi-finals. This is it. I had Viz calling me a C-word on Twitter yesterday, and now I'm being name-checked in the semi-finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. It doesn't get any better than this.
Where does it? Name-checked in the final would be better, wouldn't it?
All right, Simon, don't get cocky, mate. Did you get name-checked in the semis?
No.
Thanks for calling. 2018, we're going to Russia, we're going to win the World Cup. I wouldn't have that much instrumentation. It would be a lot of drums. Mm-hmm. I'd have, like, the Adaman Bundu drummers and Gary Glitter, they had two drummers. I'd have three drummers.
Yeah.
So you get, like, an extra
extra sound. No, it was drum kit. But they're all doing exactly the same thing. The bass comes in.
Did you say dump?
The bass.
Well, I was thinking you were going more Tusk.
"2018, we're going to Russia. We're going to win the World Cup." Yeah, you're in. You were singing. It's catchy. Oh, raising your eyebrows. Writing down, "You sound like Nigel." Oh, but you couldn't resist having a little singy song with me. You joined in. You know why? It's infectious. Contagious. It's contagious, that song. It's contagious. And you couldn't resist it. It's an earworm. And you know, you and I know, I'll get home tonight. I'll be playing Overwatch. And I'll get, beep, beep. Who's messaging me at 3:30 in the morning? It's Catherine. What does Catherine want? "Thanks, mate. I've got that bloody football song stuck in my head now." Yeah, baby! Oh, yeah! Oh, I wish I had big foam hands now, because they'd be right in
and
your
hands
face.
Are big enough, and if they come any closer, I will bite them.
Oh, yeah! Have you ever written a football hit? I have. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Luke Haynes, international
pop star,
rock star, auteur. That's the name of the band. Mm-hmm. And you could also describe it as an auteur as well. He wants in on this track. He's just sent me.
He can smell the pounds.
And I would cut a very, very reasonable 90-10 deal in my favour. He wants in. He wants to be the lightning seed to my Badil Skinner. Who was the lightning seed? What was his name?
Oh, I don't
know. He looked like David Badil. Joey Lyman, Tommy Delaware. What was the name of the lightning seed? Ian Brody, that was
Tommy
it.
Delaware.
I just had to say names and it would come out and it worked. My technique for remembering a name worked. Yours to sit there and go, "I don't know," didn't work.
Don't.
So he wants
just
to be.
Didn't know it.
He wants to be Ian Brody to my Badil and Skinner. And I'm up for that. I am up for that, Luke. Let's make this happen. You haven't had a hit for let's be honest, it's not beat around the bush, for about 20 years, mate. And I think my time is right. I'm happy to let you hitch your wagon to my train. And that's the kind of guy I am. Good evening, Sally.
Hello. How is everyone?
He's just sent me another tweet and it says, "I'm effing serious, dude." I'm going to be on top
DJ
of the pops.
Dan in.
No, DJ Dan's history. This guy's Luke has actually been on top of the pops. He's old school.
Oh, very good.
You don't sound impressed, Sally, and shame on you.
She heard that. Sorry. I mean, it was the demo.
Mate,
it's stuck in my head, though. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I wrote that song 15 years ago, right, without knowing the world. I woke up one day, it's 15 years ago, I was about 20 years old, and I just had this song, and it's bubbling around. I woke up, and I was just thought, "I've got a song, I've got to write it down." And I was going around to people saying, "Have you heard this before?" Because it felt too easy. And I didn't have all the lyrics. I just took scrambled eggs and put in and all of that. But then over time, the lyrics came. I didn't know 20 years ago the World Cup was going to be in Russia in 2018. No. I didn't know all those football players that I mentioned and a rugby player.
And Bill Bowman.
I didn't know those people were going to be there. I didn't know the nationalities of the teams that were going to be there and that we were going to beat. So it has to happen. My songs are like children. You raise them, you give birth to them, you raise them, you nurture them, you feed them,
tolerate them,
then you let them out into the wild, and
everyone else
you
has
see
to deal
them,
with it.
You see them going off and living their own lives, and it's hard being a parent. By parent, I mean songwriter, but it's what I was born to do.
Spawning songs.
Anyway, Sally, sorry, I'm getting a little bit emotional there,
That's all right.
The muse has been stimulated.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yes.
Right, talking about technology and social media and that.
Media?
Media.
You said media.
Yes, yeah. I know, sorry. Do you remember that documentary, Catfish?
I think, yeah, it was fake, wasn't it?
No, no. Well, apparently it wasn't. I don't know.
Well, hang on a minute. If I go apparently it was, where does that leave us? This is the guy who was getting chatted up by a horny young lady on the internet, and then he went and met her, and it was an old woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they made it into a TV show.
Okay.
And I've quite come obsessed with it. It's absolutely fascinating about what people can do. It's a bit like Cheaters, but Catfish.
Oh.
It's really good. And it's just amazing what these people can do. And it's quite scary.
Yeah.
Because I met my last three relationships online or on the telephone. And I just thought it'd be a show you might be interested in. It's because you were interested in cheaters.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like people getting revenge on other people, family members catfishing their own cousins.
All right, so someone would have pissed someone off. So person A is annoyed with person B. So person A goes online pretending to be a hot young man or hot young woman just to wind up person B.
Yeah, there was this one woman who'd done it to her cousin, pretending to be a bloke for 3 years. Even they were speaking on the phone and she was dropping her voice.
Yeah.
And she was doing it all because he called her fat once.
There was a great story in the papers a few years ago about an older woman. I think she lived in Wales. And she was pretending to be a hunky young doctor. And a handful, I seem to remember about four or five women being interviewed in the story, but it may have been more, of young women had fallen in love with this hunky doctor and had totally bought into it. Of course, never met. And then the relationship was ended or, you know, whatever. Mm. And it was all traced back to this woman living in Wales, a very bitter, lonely, angry woman in Wales.
I mean, some of these people are sending them money. I mean, one was even giving them their bank details. And things like that, they get so sort of emotional and fallen in love and everything that they do really stupid things.
But so how does... I don't understand how the TV show works. How do they know this is happening?
Well, what they do is, say you've met someone online and you are suspicious of them.
Right. You phone
up.
You
get in touch with the show.
Right.
You email the show and they take the details and everything, and then they go and visit and they take some more details. And
they rely very heavily on Google reverse image searches.
Yeah, and telephone. You can get any telephone number for any place in the world. You know, you can say that you're living in Florida when really you're living in England.
But when you watch it a while, there are telltale signs like, we've been talking for 3 years and he's talking about marrying me, but his phone never works. We can't do video chats.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, like I said, I've met my last three relationships either on the phone or online. And there was never this sort of technology back then to do that sort of thing.
Mm.
So it was all sort of, you know, luckily for me, it all worked out. But it's just really scary to think that, you know, you can do this. There was one where the catfish had got in touch with the person that they were imitating and pretended that they were being catfished. And if that person could send them a picture holding up a piece of paper, you know, saying who they were and everything. And then they were using that picture to doctor to send to the ones that they were catfishing. If that makes sense.
It does kind of make sense. I'm not going to watch this show.
Oh, it's so good.
No. I'm not because I just know that the film was faked, a lot of it, and so I wonder it's the same guys, isn't it, that were in the film?
It is the same guys, but whether it's faked or not.
I found out that the stabbing episode of Cheaters is probably fake.
The cheats.
Yeah,
and because I did a lot of research on Cheaters, and that episode is probably fake.
Yeah.
Because there are no records of emergency services being called, and the ambulance that turned up was actually a private ambulance that you can hire. There's loads of things like that.
Yeah.
And there have been stories of some of the people in Cheaters coming out as actors being paid.
Oh. And it also transpires that cheating isn't a crime.
Yeah, it's not illegal. It's not against the law.
I mean, it's naughty, but it's not a crime.
Yeah.
Did you watch the wedding episode?
No, of Cheaters.
Oh, that was I mean, if they were acting, they were really good actors.
Oh, I love Cheaters, and I bought a DVD of it for 89p, but it was only 90 minutes worth of cheating on there. It was.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like five episodes. It's 90 yeah. minutes. 89p, that works out about 0.75 pence a minute, which actually isn't bad odds for...
And you did get to see boobs.
Yeah, and it was uncut. So the boobs weren't pixelated and the F words weren't bleeped.
Yeah.
It's great. Actually, I wonder if I can buy some more Cheaters. That's what I'm going to do.
But it's a really good show. It's a lot like Cheaters, but, you know, if there's an episode on there, just give it a go. It's really good.
Hang on a minute. We've still got loads of Naked and Afraid. I've still got a box set of Nakeds and Afraids to watch.
Ooh, yeah. I haven't watched that yet. I should get into it.
It's so good.
Cheaters. Oh, look, the box sets for Cheaters are quite expensive. Well, it's my birthday coming up, guys. Thanks very much, Sally.
Bye.
Tutty bye. Let's go to Chris. Good evening, Chris.
Me?
Is your name Chris?
Yes, it is. I didn't know, but lots of people are called Chris.
That's true, but it's you. Any chance you could pick the phone up with your hands?
Yes, I've done it now. I've done it.
Thank you.
Nice to speak to you again, Ian.
Must be.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about Adam and the Ants.
Yes.
I love Adam and the Ants.
I've introduced Adam Ant on stage.
Have you?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Adam Ant.
Oh.
It's true. I've done it.
Oh, well, hats off to you. I love Adam and the Ants.
Yep.
Can you name three of their albums?
Dirk Wears White Socks.
Yes.
Kings of the Wild Frontier.
Get In.
And Adam and the Ant's Greatest Hits. I was trying to think, there's one before Dirk Wears White Socks that's really rare and isn't actually that good, but it's really rare and collectible, but I can't think what it's called.
I thought Dirk Wears White Socks was the first one.
No, I think there was one before that was like... let me look. There was one before that he put out on like his own label or something. Hang on. Hang on, let's look at Adam and the Ant's discography. Well, maybe it was Dirk Wears White Socks. Okay, fine. Yeah, yeah.
I think Prince Charming.
Yeah. Prince Charming is the best Adam and the Ant song, of course, is You Don't Drink, Don't Smoke. What do you do? You don't drink, don't smoke.
What do you do? Subtle
innuendo follows.
Something inside.
Goody two shoes.
Yeah.
I had a 7-inch on vinyl.
Okay, everyone's making their own jokes. Well done.
That was no joke.
Okay, right. Because people say 7-inch and you think, yeah, but penis. Okay, and it was a record. Okay, yep.
No, mine's only 6. I measured it.
Okay.
And I shaved.
Okay, well, that's great, Chris. Thank you so much for calling.
No, listen, please.
Okay, well, I have been, and so far it's been utter bollocks, but okay.
On the other side of the 7-inch Prince Charming song is a song called Beat My Guest.
Okay.
By Adam and the Ants.
That's great. Thank you very much. The B-side,
by Adam and the Ants. Fancy.
On the B-side of a song by Adam and the Ants. Wowzers.
Prince Charming.
Hey. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. When we come back from the break, we're going to play Hit or Shit, but we don't call it that anymore because we probably can't. So we're going to call it the Yes Word or
Tis or Taint.
No, we're not. I don't like that. We're going to call it the Yes Word or the S Word. So I'm going to play a song. I'll explain it after this. Grow up.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So, this is the way it works. We're going to play a song that has been sent in to us. And you phone up. Calls will go straight to there for the next 3 or 4 minutes. I've not heard this song, so I genuinely don't know. Calls go straight to air, and you simply phone up and you pass a little critique on it. And you can just be as brief as say the yes. You can just say yes, or you can say the S word, or you can do a little bit more if you want.
Say yes or S.
Yes, there we go. So you can say those things, or you can say a little bit more, and at the end we tally up the votes, and then we break someone's dreams. So 03444991000 is the telephone number. Let me just get this song. This is from Patrick, who we met at Rainbow George's event. He's a gentleman from the United States of A. And he's got a band. And this is their song, 03444991000.
I am the Midnight Fox, and I'm walking alone.
Right, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
What? He said fox.
He said fox, did he? Jeez.
Start it again.
He said fox.
Can I ring?
He said fox, and my heart stopped. I've really got to pay attention because I just. Okay, he said fox, guys. He said fox. Let's try again. Right, here we go. Here we go. 03444991000.
I am the Midnight Fox, and I'm walking alone, hanging around your blocks under cover of night. My eyes do shine under Brixton light. One look, shake my tail.
Hello, caller. Yes word or S word? Cast a
light in my eyes. Yes, it's a very funky rhythm.
So are you saying a yes?
Yes.
Thank you, caller.
Eyes they shine under Brixton light. I am the Midnight Fox, and I'm walking.
Hello,
alone.
Caller. Yes word or S word?
Hello.
Yes, the S word or the S word?
I don't really know. It's kind of odd. S.
Thank you for S. Okay. Okay. 03444991000.
My way home, feeling all right. Same old. Acreland nights, getting on down in this party town. Singing songs upon a star cloud on the street, making my way home, feeling all right. Same old Acreland nights,
03444991000.
Singing songs upon a star cloud on my street home, feeling all right.
Hello, caller.
Ian, what is this? It's utter S word.
Okay, thank you very much, caller. Hello, caller.
It's a taint.
Thank you very much indeed. We're not calling it that. We're not calling it taint. Let's try and get the S word or the S word. 03444991000. Let's go to line one. Line one, what do you think?
It's fox shit.
Okay, the fox. Okay, that's disrespectful.
Of night, my eyes do shine under Brixton light.
03444991000.
Moving on, catch a light in my eyes, then I'm gone. I am the Midnight Fox, and I'm.
Hello, caller. What do you think?
Shite.
Okay, thank you again. We've really got to stop using the bad language on this, please.
Looking for my.
Otherwise, we'll get in terrible trouble.
Undercover.
Let's try line three. Line three. What do you think?
Fox shite.
Okay, right. Thank you very much. I had to dump that. Okay, guys. So this feature only works if you don't phone up and use.
Don't spoil it for everyone.
Don't spoil it for everyone else. That was Patrick Lyons from. I think his group is called Bluegrass. The song is Acre Lane Nights. And he sent this in to find out if this is a hit or shit. But it's shit, Patrick. Thank you. If you want to send a song in... Well, I enjoyed it, personally. I liked it.
Other people have spoken.
I've got to go with the consensus. It's not up to me. I liked it. I genuinely did. I had a heart attack every time he said fox. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, Patrick. But it's not up... To me, it is up to the people. If you are brave, and you've got to be brave. And by the way, some of you, I noticed, have sent me other people's songs, right? That's a little bit sneaky, right? If you do it with permission, okay? Don't go, I've got a mate who's in a rubbish band. Ever listen to this? Or maybe we'll do that. I don't know. But if you can take a pasting and you want your song heard on national radio. I say national. It's only on DAB and online. It's
semi-national.
It's not proper radio. It's not like FM or medium wave. You know, my mum can't get this radio station, so that is not. You know, it's like being on Channel 5. It doesn't really count. You're on the telly, but not really. Then send it to me, ian@ianlee.com, and you'll probably be torn to pieces by a bunch of
Philistines,
unemployed stoners. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. Let's go to Loring. Good evening, Loring.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Hey, I like that song. It was kind of like Waterloo Sunset of the Kinks mixed with like Wesley Willis.
Wow! There's a musical sandwich. I was wondering where you were going, but yes, the Kinks' Waterloo Sunset plus Wesley Willis equals that song we've just heard. And if, kids, if you don't know who Wesley Willis is, A, you've not been listening to this show long enough. B, go on YouTube. Type in Batman whop my ass. I whopped Batman's ass. That's it. Lauren, where are you?
I'm in the US.
Where are you in Phoenix?
Yes.
There we go. This guy's actually in Phoenix, Arizona. Isn't that amazing? Genuinely, I'm always amazed that people can listen to us around the world and they can phone us up around the world. That's incredible.
Yes, there are huge pockets of this country that can't hear us, but you can hear us over there.
By the way, here's the thing, Lauren. I really want me and Catherine to get a job on American radio. Right? And last week, I went through all of the speech radio stations based in New York. It's about 60 or 70 of them. And I emailed all of them.
Uh-huh.
And this is about 2 weeks ago. And today, I still haven't had any replies from any of them. From any of them.
Oh, you need an agent. You need someone over here to help you with that. That's But the problem is, you know, they're going to start with overnights. But there's a guy in Phoenix who started doing mornings. He was over on Absolute. His name's Ian Canfield.
Oh yeah, I know Ian. Yeah,
you know Ian. Okay, so he's in Phoenix. He's in the market here. He does midday now, but they did have him do the mornings.
Ian Canfield works in Phoenix on the radio. What the hell is going on with this world? Ian Canfield, right? Well, I used to work with Ian Canfield at XFM. He used to do the rock show. He would bring in...
Yeah, XFM, that was it.
He would bring in his own, sort of mixer that he would plug the microphone into, big thing, then would plug it into the output to make his voice deeper.
Oh.
It was incredible bit of kit. And had... Sorry?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. My doorbell's ringing here.
Okay, you go and get it. Imagine it was Ian Canfield.
I got it. Yeah, Ian Canfield. He's, you know, he does a podcast, and not that I want to promote him too much, but...
No, he's a nice guy. Promote him.
He is. But, I mean, what it does is it gives you hope. If he can get into America radio, there's no reason you can't, you know. Yeah, I just stumbled upon... A program you did about the Vox amplifiers.
Oh yeah.
And this is back and you're like standing there with your drooling while Brian May is ripping through his.
I'm not a massive fan of Queen, but yes, I went to Brian May's garage where he got out his famous guitar and was doing some riffs and noodling about. And I said, "What happens if you flick that switch? What is that?" He goes, "Oh, that's the Beau Rap sound." And he started playing the guitar solo from Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm not a massive fan of Queen, right? But to be stood next to him as he's playing it, you see 15-year-old me light up and look at the camera as if to go, this is actually incredible. It was a thrill. It was a thrill.
Oh, your face melted off while he was doing it.
Man, totally.
Pretty, and to be in that room at the same time. But anyway, I mean, it shows you got range. We can do whatever we can to get you on station, but what you should do is try to get a syndicated program.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's where the money is.
Markets. Yeah, that's the money for sure. Is syndicated.
Are you saying Lauren,
2 million Breakfast with the Beatles? Why can't you do like Middays with the Monkees?
There we go. Are you saying that you're an agent and you can get me work? Is that what you're saying?
I've done that in the past. I don't know why I can't do it now.
but I think it's worth a shot.
Dude!
If you're ready.
Me and Kath are ready. And here's the thing. Can I just say this? Can I just say this to make it clear? If you can get me a job there, and I need to, I will ditch Catherine like that. It's at the moment it's me and her, but if she needs to be jettisoned, honestly, don't think, oh, I've got to have an awkward conversation with him. Honestly, I'll do it. I will do it.
And also, absolutely likewise. So, you know, if you want me to get rid of the old fella, I can definitely do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Nearly got rid of my old fella the other night when I had a shave.
Well, we have to work on a few things, but... you know,
I know what you're saying, Matt.
Ian speak.
Like her silly accent.
And then she can work you in somehow, you know.
Okay, man. All right, now yes, you're going to get a bunch of fives.
No, but seriously, yes. I mean, the radio is so mixed up right now in the U.S. because it's all just a few corporate groups own all the stations now.
Yes.
The playlists get really short. But the talk side of things. I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to talk, or do you just want to, you know, announce?
Here's the dream. The dream is to do this show in America. This show in America, because I know it would take a while for it to catch on, but I know we would blow Americans' minds. And imagine Americans constantly phoning up and us just belittling them. So that would be the dream. That's the dream, is to do this show in America. And here's the thing. We don't even need to come to America. Yeah. We have the technology to do it at home.
No. There's no reason to. I mean, actually, because, I mean, it's only, in the afternoon here and early evening. Yeah. So, I mean, you'd still be late night. But the other side, I mean, there was a show in L.A. about 10 years ago. It went on for a long time, but he finally retired. But it was Phil Hendry. And the Phil Hendry show is a lot like how your show is.
Yeah, I'm aware of Phil Hendry. I've deliberately not listened to a lot of Phil Hendry because I didn't want to get accused of nicking his stuff. But I know that I think Nick Abbott was always raving about Phil Hendry.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of the times it was, you know, it was people calling in that were in on it. Or he was, it was him doing multiple voices. Or he was, you know, he had other actors calling in to do these. So you'd have real people calling in quotes. And then the actors kind of fighting with you. But the great thing about your show is I know for a fact that everyone who calls in is real.
We have never used we have never used actors ever. And I say this, I swear on my father's grave, we have never used actors as callers on this show ever.
No, you're too cheap to pay them. So it wouldn't. Yeah. It wouldn't work.
Well, Lauren, listen, man. Seriously, if you can sort it out, I'm in. I'd love to. So this is a deal. This is a. Hang on. This is a handshake.
Sure, a virtual handshake.
All right, fine. We're in
With the two of you to get. Yeah. And you have your podcast going, right?
We've got the rabbit hole. We can. I'm happy to sell that. I'm happy to edit out all of Catherine's bits.
No,
that's a genuine peed off look there from you.
I think we need more Catherine.
Wow, I do as well.
More Catherine.
I think she needs to wear shorter skirts and tighter tops.
For the radio?
Yeah.
Are you sure that will get us more listeners?
Who was it who suggested that to you the other day?
Sounds crazy, but it might just work. Some idiot last week.
Do you think you have more listeners, though, since Periscope and YouTube?
Yeah, definitely.
Streaming live?
Definitely. They don't count as the official figures. But yeah, we got thousands more because of that.
That's the tough part. I mean, that's how you got to get in with the sales guys and say, this is affecting. You're not going to listen on the radio. You're just going to stream it. So it messes up the book. But I think it's good stuff. We're getting a little too technical here for
Lauren. I think send me an email. You have our permission to talk to radio stations and get us paid work, and we'll talk out sort percentages. Standard percentages, 10%.
Okay, and we'll talk Davy Jones too.
Man. Thank you, Lauren. I'll speak to you again soon. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Ta-ta.
Good
bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good
there night. We go. Did we just use the last 15 minutes of this show to try and get a job on another radio station?
We might have,
Don't worry. Denny won't be listening. 03444991000. Last 15 minutes of the show before Paul Ross comes in. This is the Late Night Alternative with her and him on Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind. I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.